And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, who's with us on the garden program this morning. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And, well, he's got his traveling clothes on. It must be close to spring now. Where are you going this weekend?
Hey, well, the main thing is going down to Victoria. See, sometimes I branch out
town.
Down there. We've got a lot of listeners.
Good town. Love
that's,
to go
that's
down.
The only reason I go is because those people start complaining. If either you or I don't come down there periodically, and like I tell them, the EMS don't go that far, so you won't go down
there. Almost out of my range.
That's right. we'll be down there on Thursday at 7 o'clock at the REA building.
Mm-hmm.
That stands for Rural Electric Association. Thank you.
Well, that's close.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll be down there giving a little talk and seeing what's going on, having a big time. And then, of course, tomorrow we hit the trail. You know, we hit the trail. I understand
What is this I'm hearing about?
I understand
you.
That Shirley Johnson has conned you and myself into going on a trail ride. And, of course, I think that when she got into this, she thought that it would be funny to see me on a horse. But
when's the last time you were on a horse? Anyway?
Well, the last time I was on a horse has been about... Well, I must have been about... We used to hunt on horses all the time, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, you can probably still set astride on one. We'll get you an old gentle nag.
See, the interesting thing about these things, and I've noticed this doing television, you remember one time I hung upside down in a tree when
I remember that.
Doing
yeah.
a pecan story,
right.
And in my mind, I can still do all the things that I did 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I know that.
In my mind.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, my birthday was... yesterday.
You don't look a day older.
And I don't remember getting your card or the money there in, you know.
So well,
I'm sure
I'm a little
it's in
late.
The mail.
Yes,
it's in the mail.
I'm a little bit late this year.
But anyway, I turned 44 yesterday. See,
ooh.
I'm not ashamed. I guess so when I reach that half a century mark like Shirley, maybe I'll get
kind of upset. Oh, it shakes you up a little. The big 50 will, yeah.
But anyway, in my mind, I can remember that I can do this thing,
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I still think that I have it. I've experienced this with hanging upside down in a tree. I've experienced it with water skiing. You know, we used to ski for hours behind the boat.
That's right.
When I was sitting in that water, squatting in that water, and that motor cranked up, and you know, I felt that tighten on my arms and everything. My mind says, you can do it, son. You're a pistol. And my body says, what in the devil are you doing in this water, fool? Get out of here. So anyway, we're going to go down there and see if that's going to hold true with the horses. You see, now, I'm going to be down there. I always have a purpose.
Yeah, no waste
a
minute.
I have a purpose. Remember our saying for the day, the secret of patience is finding something else to do in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, you know, I'm a fair-weather trail rider. If the weather's like it is today, I'll
be
go
nice,
out
and sure.
squat on a horse for a while.
I understand you're going to bring your super scoopers.
That's right. I'm going out there, and we're going to be looking for prime specimens to make none other than manure tea.
Yeah, I've heard of manure tea.
Now, a lot of people, you know, this is close to lunchtime. People are going to lunch. This is not the kind of tea that you get in your favorite Chinese restaurant or something. But this is the stuff that you put on your plants.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the original... water soluble fertilizer
that's right,
that the old timers used to use. What they used to do is go ahead and you basically, I don't have any proportions on this deal, but I think they used to fill a tub, you know, maybe a whiskey barrel or some kind of 50 gallon barrel up with manure and
mm-hmm.
fill it about halfway up or a fourth of the way up. And then fill that thing full of water and then stir it, agitate it every now and then, kind of like you do me, agitate it every
mm-hmm.
now and then. And then after it settled, they would use that water to water their houseplants.
Which good
stuff,
yeah.
And that was water soluble fertilizer before Miracle-Gro and Peters 2020 and stuff like that came along. So that's what I'm going to be out doing. And you don't have to worry about weed seed that way, too.
That's right.
I know people that have watered their entire, you know, all their transplants and everything else with manure, too. But anyway, that's what I'll be doing. When we get back, we'll talk about some other interesting things.
Okay, we will take a brief break and get right back to Jerry and see how he's surviving the rest of the program right after this.